afternoon, good evening. I am happy to be with you this afternoon because it has been difficult for me to come to you during this season. And I've chosen to talk to you about the first chapter in Corinthians. Heavenly Father, as we come together this evening, give me the wisdom and the strength that I need to talk about your blessed word. And I pray that someone will be uplifted by it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So we have all been devastated and continue to be devastated by the events going on in the United States right now, not only the pandemic, but also the things that are going on in politics. We don't know what is next in either area. So everyone is sort of in an uproar. And so at Christmas time, when we should be thinking about the light of the world, Jesus Christ, our Messiah, who came to save us and to give us new hope, we're all sort of restless because of those things that are happening. And at a time when we would be celebrating and opening our gifts, we are overwhelmed. And so a word to calm you comes to me from 1 Corinthians. And looking at it in different versions, I'm going to look at it, what the Message says. The Message version says, just think, you don't need a thing. You've got it all. All God's gifts are right in front of you as you wait expectantly for our Master Jesus Christ to arrive on the scene for the finale. And not only that, but God Himself is right alongside to keep you steady and on track until things are all wrapped up by Jesus, God, who got you started in this spiritual adventure, shares with us the life of His Son and our Master Jesus. He will never give up on you. Never forget that. And I think that is the word we need to hear today, because so much has happened and so many lives have been lost, and people are feeling isolated, and they are isolated, but they feel like their instances are instances of death and the instances of grief and the instances of pain, because 300,000-400,000 people is not a small number. There are so many people in pain right now at this joyous celebration time of the year, celebrating the light of the world. And so we feel like our instances of pain and our instances of grief are a little different from anybody else's, but everyone is feeling it. I don't believe there's a soul out there who has not felt some pain and some grief. But Paul is saying, I've been called and sent by Jesus according to God's plan, along with my friend Sosthenes, and I send this letter to you in God's church. And he says, I thank God for your lives of free and open access to God. So free and open means that you can go to God at any time, no matter what the problem is. You have access to Him, and you can go to Him for whatever it is that you need. But he says also, you don't need anything. Because you've got everything. Everything in Jesus Christ. And it's hard to understand. It's hard to understand if you have been grieving. And it's hard to understand if you've lost someone. And it's hard to understand if you're sick yourself. But he's just saying, just hold on. You know, he's rescued us from suffering before. And the word is he'll do that again. He'll come back again. And he will deliver us again. And I just thank God for this word. And I pray that you will find some comfort in it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the scripture. And I thank you for the message in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And I pray that our worship will not degenerate and that we will not grab for other things as the Corinthians did. I pray that we will try to get along with each other and we will remember that Christ is the good news and he is the light of the world and he wants us to hold on to our faith no matter what is happening. I just pray that someone will be reached and someone will be touched by this message, that you've got everything, everything right in front of you. And remember that God himself is right there with you to keep you on track. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.